Sorry, I never told you.
That was Mrs. Julian Casablancas by Bob, a song that will resonate with anyone that is my age, 37, 38, which also syncs up nicely with Priya Sami, who wrote the song and is here in the studio with me. Kia ora, thanks for braving the rain.
Yes. Oh, it's bloody gorgeous.
Oh, no, it's stunning. It's absolutely stunning out there. We just had rainy day songs from Great South in the lounge.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Julian Casablancas, what's the story behind that song?
So I was a massive Strokes fan in my teens, and I saw them at the Big Day Out, and I truly believed that we would be together one day.
I don't think you were alone in that. I think a lot of... young people at that time had fantasies about
So
Strokes.
I wrote it when I was 15, and it got me quite far in Play It Strange, which is Cracker.
Yeah.
And RockQuest. And I got to record it, and I uploaded that to MySpace. And so many people, since the album's come out, have like come up to me and gone, I listened to that when I thought I was Mrs. Julian Casablancas, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, cool.
And so that song is on your debut album, Can't Even, from Bob. That's a long time to marinate a song.
Well, this is the dealio with this album is if I had have had confidence and was a skinny white guy when I was 17, I maybe would have tried to make this album. So it's kind of like a, hey, 17-year-old Priya, you're cool, do this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, honouring her in a way.
That's beautiful. We carry our past selves with us constantly, I believe. Yeah. And can't even, it's your debut, it's debut album for Bub, your music project, and came out last year. And the reason you're here today is because you're a finalist for the Tate Music Prize Best Independent Album for Can't Even.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's really cool.
How does it feel?
It feels real. I feel fucking ma about it. But it's so awesome that we have these things in, like the Tates for independent music. And it just feels awesome to be there with Geneva AM and Babe Martin.
Oh my God, what a lineup! And
yeah, as soon as we found out, like it was announced, because we knew we were nominated like a couple of weeks before.
Yeah,
and then I had to keep a secret.
Strictly embargoed news.
And then when I saw it was with those guys, I was like, oh. And then we just like messaged each other. I was like, so proud of you. And then we're just excited to dress up and party.
Yeah, that's pretty beautiful that it's not this like cutthroat competitive thing. Like you're all like so stoked each other's there with you and the acknowledgement, right?
Well, I picked music over sports because I don't have a killer instinct.
Yeah.
Like if I try and win, you know, I'll get sad when I lose.
You don't want to smash people into the turf?
Nah.
Oh, that's probably good.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. But but I have accidentally. I'm quite strong.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just cool to be nominated. That feels like a win to me, and I'm glad to be there with my friends. And yeah, I just feel overwhelmed, and I'm probably tired from tour, but it's just really cool to have taken so long to make this album and call my own shots and for it to be acknowledged with the Tates and like Silver Scrolls.
Yeah.
It's real. Feels really good.
How did it feel putting the album out into the world after all this time?
It was scary and exhausting. And we've just been touring with the Beths down Wellington and then Dunedin, Christchurch and Nelson. And we had an album release at Neck of the Woods. But I just could only do one show because we made vinyl, which I was like, I needed clear purple vinyl.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
And that kind of broke the bank and that, you know, like I just needed to have this album release show, release it and hope that I'd have some energy to organise a tour later.
Yeah.
Because it's all burnout and every musician understands and, you know, it feels quite indulgent to be doing this, but then, and because you're asking for so many favours from people all the time,
yeah,
and it makes you go, oh God, and then you get nominated and then you feel like, hey, all of you helped me get here and couldn't have done it without all of our community, and yeah, it is our community. It's BFM, it's Bob Frisbee, obviously he's my biggest cheerleader. Wouldn't have had made this album without him. But everyone's so willing to help each other because we know what it's like.
Yeah, it's that sort of, what is it, rising tide boats thing, metaphor people say. Like, you all come up together and benefit from the buzz. Who's in the band with you at the moment? Because I know there's been a few changing lineups.
Yeah, we've got Dan Barrett on bass, who's my ride or die. He's been playing bass for me since my last project, Trip Pony.
Yeah.
I've got David Joel Harris on the drums, and Joe Captain's too busy. So I've got Kat Tomacruz on guitar and vocals, and we had Yana Tenahu Owens, who was our previous drummer, come and play in Wellington, which was so cute, and she's playing tonight. And Jasmine Barmer, who came to South Island. But, yeah, it was kind of like too good of an opportunity to play with the Beths. So, yeah.
Yeah, you got to do it.
And it fried my brain to, like, organise that many people, but it was beautiful.
Yeah, but the sort of songs you put out for Bub, is that sort of a collaborative thing, or is it a sort of solo endeavour, the writing and conceptualising, and then you bring the band in? How does it sort of work?
I write the songs, and I am lucky to have... I recorded this album with Alex Freer and...
I went to school with Alex.
Daniel Barrett, yeah. And they were the OG Bub. And, yeah, they're just... Our brains connect, and I ask for... I'm not trained. Mm-hmm. I go, like a warm sock in the sun that's just gotten wet, but it will dry soon.
I know.
You know,
that.
For that, that kind of, yeah, sound. That, yeah, kind of sound.
It's kind of soft and warm and familiar.
Oh, yeah. I've got to move.
Oh, God. Oh, the camera. Yeah, oh, hold on, guys. Just that's a little
perfect,
bit
perfect.
Of.
Okay. I think you're perfect here.
Okay. We're just positioning Priya. Yeah.
Oh, but now people see my face.
Oh, do it's, you want to?
Nah, it's all good. It's all good.
You look really good. Okay. Great hat. Shout out Warriors. Up the Waz.
Hey, we're doing so well.
Aren't they
we're
having a good?
So
was
well.
It three in a row? Oh. Absolutely smashing it.
Oh, was it the? Was it Roosters? Yeah, with Savage at the halftime show. It was amazing.
Oh my God,
so
that is too good. Yeah. Amazing.
I can't remember what we were talking about.
Okay, we're talking about Bub. Talk to me about the name, because I understand it's an acronym, but it's also a nickname. Can you...
Yeah, so I'm the youngest of my siblings, four of us.
All girls?
No, I've got a big brother, yeah. Daniel, who is amazing, and then Madeline and Angie. And we, well, in our big... My mum's mum had 23 grandchildren, so there was always little ones around, and most of my life I was called Bub. And then after a breakup like 5 years ago, I made a group chat, and I asked all my friends to send me sad songs because I needed to cry heaps because I wanted to move the on.
It's very, you know, cathartic. It's like, yeah, lancing a boil emotionally.
And it was called Breakup Band.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that's Bub.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah. I was like, perfect, cool.
What's on the cards for Bub this year?
I want to play more shows. Like, playing this tour has been so fun, and it's made me feel so guilty for having not been to the South Island since 2022. It's like forced practice for me because I'm really lazy. I also... Like, it's been a kick up my butt to start editing. We tracked about 10 songs for the next album.
Oh, so there's another one
year.
In the pipeline.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'm editing them down so I can mess around with them.
Yeah.
Because basically I do write them, I, like, collaborate, and then I, like, kind of pick the bits I like and then add more glitter,
yeah,
on top and harmonies and then... Yeah, me and Bob, for the last album, we just sat in the studio for hours trying to pick, like, weird sounds to chuck in. So there's, like, heaps of, like, weird things. If you notice them, you notice them. But that's kind of our favourite thing about listening to songs, is, like, the weird little golden nuggets that you find.
Yeah, because it's a bit sort of, your sounds are a little bit idiosyncratic and there's a bit of humour to it. Like, it's not taking, yeah, itself completely seriously, which is, you know, I love levity.
Yeah,
and
I honestly,
you dish that up with, yeah, glitter and fun and funk and... Yeah.
This, yeah, is just my way of getting my intrusive thoughts out.
Yeah.
And trying to make light of them.
Everyone needs an outlet.
Yeah.
Will the next album, given that it's born during a definitely chill period for everything,
mm,
what can we expect from the next album? Will it be ramped up? Will it be even, you know?
I got a fuzz pedal for my birthday.
Oh, congratulations.
The first time I, like, had a tattoo with it, I wrote about four songs, and they're pretty, like, 90s grunge. And I'm really excited about them. But then I have also some, like, ones that I want to have acoustic guitar, yeah, on and be, like, acoustic stadium rock.
Cool.
I also love an acoustic guitar solo, like Australian Crawl Reckless.
Oh, I love Reckless. It's one of my favourite songs.
It's the best song in the,
yeah,
world.
Yeah, it's just...
Oh. But yeah, so yeah, but it will be more of the same kind of sad shit, trying to sound happy.
Yeah.
I think the working title right now is Bad Company.
Beautiful.
Which is one of the song titles.
Amazing.
But yeah, I'm really excited, and this like playing and then this tape thing, which is so cool, has just been like, yes, Priya, keep going.
Yeah, you're on the right route.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
It's not paying the bills, but don't give up.
I know, something else can pay the bills. You need to ride that creative wave. And so the Tates are in April on the 29th. So.
I know. What are you going to wear?
Oh, I don't know. What are you going to wear?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. We'll put a pin in that.
A t-shirt and jeans?
Yeah. Maybe some Carhartt. No, you need some like glitter as well.
Yeah. I love dressing up.
I know. It's so exciting. We don't get to do that often. Yeah. And so the album is out now. You can get it on Bandcamp. Vinyl is $50. There's a digital album for $15. But can you walk along to a store and buy it as well?
Yep. We're the Collective Distro have sorted us out, and we are in like JB Hi-Fi and Flying Nun and Flying Out and
Wellington.
What's the other one?
Slow Boat.
And there's another. Oh, Real Groovy.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah.
And it's a purple record.
It's a iridescent purple.
Oh my god, that sounds gorgeous. Okay. Yeah. Amazing. That's,
and you can buy them at the show tonight too.
Well, you can also buy it. Can you tell us the details of the show tonight?
It's at the Power Station. Yeah. The Beths are going to rock out. I've been watching their set for the last 2 weeks, and it's amazing.
And Friday's sold out, so if people want to see you guys, they want to come tonight.
Yeah,
to
and
the Power Station
tomorrow night. Dateline's playing support, so that's cool. Going to be sick. So I'm hoping that I can squeeze in.
Surely,
because that would be stink if I couldn't.
Yeah, surely.
And we're on at 7:45 p.m, so it's nice and early.
Oh, mate, I love an early gig.
Same.
Eric, thank you so much, Priya. Should we listen to some Strokes now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was Priya Sami.
Thanks for having me.
Tate Music Prize Independent Debut nominee for Can't Even for Bub.
Oh, shit.
And big Strokes fan, Mrs. Julian Casablancas. It's a single from the album, so let's listen to something from the Strokes.